Hey everybody, thanks for joining today. Today we're going to start just a short series on something a little different. Years ago, I wrote a small book on courage. And I'm reminded every time I look at the introduction to that book, how long ago it was I wrote it, because I started out each time with a poem on courage that was given to me by a young lady who attended the church that I attend. When she was 9 years old, she wrote this poem. Now she is well into her 20s. And so I'm often fascinated that it's been that long ago that I actually wrote this little book about courage. And so that's what I'd like to do over the next few weeks, is look at this idea of courage. And we're going to be, of course, looking at the Bible and examples of courage in the Bible. And so hopefully you will enjoy this a break from a verse-by-verse study to a topic of courage. And then after this, we'll get back to another book verse-by-verse. The 9-year-old girl, she wrote Courage. Courage is just something great. It's not a poem that keeps you late. It might be big or small. It might be nothing at all. It could be something that's dangerous, or it might be something that needs some patience. You never know what courage is until you try to do something with your sis, she said. Maybe it's learning to ride a bike or trying to start a hike. Maybe it's learning to read and write or trying to defend yourself without a fight. Now we know what courage can be. Now be brave, so do something with bravery. And so the idea of courage, well, where are we going to get, where do we start when we talk about this idea of courage? And our text for the intro into this is going to be Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, where God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. How would you like to be one to follow a great leader? A great athlete? How would you like to follow a Michael Jordan, a Shaquille O'Neal, or people like that, a Willie Mays, or some of the sports stars of today, Wayne Gretzky of the hockey field? Maybe how would you like to follow someone who was a great historian, someone who was a president? They're big shoes to fill, aren't they? But this book is about spiritual things. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to try and fill the shoes of someone like Noah or Abraham or Moses? Taking over for Moses was the task given to young Joshua. And what a task. He was chosen to lead the people the rest of the way into the promised land. Now, there were estimates of about 2 million people. How would you like to be in charge of leading that big of a group of people? I'm sure he was a little intimidated and frightened about the whole idea. Three times God exhorted Joshua to have courage. In Joshua 1:6, he says, be strong and of good courage. In Joshua 1:7, he says, be strong and very courageous. And then in chapter 1, verse 9, he says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. How we need words of encouragement in our world today. Yet many times I'm afraid we hear more words of discouragement. Both these words have within them a very powerful word. Courage. Encourage. Discourage. It is with this in mind that I have for many years wanted to write a book on courage. I believe courage in many ways is a lost art in our time. How many of us need courage? I must admit, I often find myself lacking the courage that God would like me to have. I'm like the lion in the Wizard of Oz, wanting and searching for courage. I have always been and continue to be, each time I read through the Bible, fascinated with the courage of the men and women of the Bible. Men and women who in many ways are just like you and me. Men and women who at times were extremely courageous in very difficult situations. How do I learn to develop this courage? Courage that will help me face life's everyday problems, and we all have them. Someone said you're either in a trial, coming out of a trial, or going into one, and that's very true. How do we have courage when the doctor says it's cancer? How do we have courage to trust God when I face difficult situations? How do I have courage to become more Christ-like in a world that is not Christ-like? So the topic of the book as we go through will be a person of courage. And here are some of the things I hope we will look at. Courage to stand up when I need to. Courage to speak up against evil and for good. Courage to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Courage to say goodbye to the old life. Courage to stay the course. Courage to know when to keep silent. Courage to sleep and die in peace. And courage to say yes to the Lord's invitation. Before we get into looking at these ideas starting next time, I believe I want to leave you with this definition of courage from the World Book Dictionary. It defines courage as bravery, meeting danger without fear, and fearlessness. Thanks for being here today. Hope to see you next time.